Listening to the Who Cares News, episode number 1789 for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It is Thursday. Have you heard about this? Mask knee?
No.
It's acne that is caused by your face mask.
Oh.
Mask knee. And there's some tips they have for you to prevent it. Because okay. I guess it's a thing.
I can see that.
Yeah. One is wash your face. Wash your face, wash your face, wash your face. Just like your hands, wash your face.
Right.
And wash your mask.
Yes.
They say wash your damn mask.
Wash your damn, you know, wear your damn mask, wash your damn
you're
mask.
You're supposed to either wash it after every time you wear it out, is what I understand, which so you're going to need more than one, or wear a disposable. It's not very sustainable wearing the disposable.
No, they show them all over the beaches and stuff. It's
horrible. Yeah, see, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's our new plastic.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I'll go to the store. I don't go very often. When I go to the store, I'll just observe the parking lot, and there seem to be a few disposable masks hanging from the rearview mirrors. And you're thinking, like, well, why aren't you wearing your damn mask?
They might have more than one.
Well, they might, but it does you no good hanging from your rearview mirror.
But that's where they hang
them. I got that. Anyway, all right. So Thursday morning, some random facts for you today. The opposite side of the world from where you are right now is called the antipode. Antipode. For most of the continental U.S., it's somewhere in the Indian Ocean between Africa and Australia. Did you know that?
I did not
directly,
know that.
Directly, the antipode of the United States. Boom, done.
Huh.
Indian Ocean. Woodrow Wilson is the only president who earned a doctorate. He got a PhD in history and political science from Johns Hopkins University.
Oh, good
so
one.
There you go, right?
Yep.
It did him no good when he got assassinated. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh, gosh.
There's never been a UN Secretary General from North America. Did you know that? I didn't. I
Wait,
would have
what?
Expected. There's never been a United Nations Secretary General from North America.
Okay, United Nations.
Yeah, yeah. The DC in DC Comics originally stood for Detective Comics. So the full name of their company is technically Detective Comics Comics, DC Comics.
Huh.
Detective Comics Comics. That made my brain hurt. Speaking of things that make my brain hurt, it's time for the Who Cares News. What do we got going on today?
So nothing like getting out in front of something in life.
Yeah?
That's what Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli are doing.
Oh, really? What's happening right now?
They're getting in front of it.
They're getting in front of it. All right.
Even if it costs them $10
million. $10
million? Yep.
Can they afford $10
million? I don't know.
I don't know if they can afford $10 million
I don't
now.
Think so. Legal fees and such.
Right?
So Lori and Massimo, they've sold their house.
Oh, they have?
The almost $30 million mansion.
Yeah.
They live in.
Yeah.
Or for the moment.
For the moment.
It's been sold to the CEO of the dating app Tinder.
Oh, God.
For only $18 million.
Wait.
It's true.
So $10 million bucks they gave up on this house just to get out of it.
Sounds like they made a bad buy to start with.
Oh, that's not the only thing they spent their money unwisely on. How about getting their kids into USC? That kind of backfired on their asses, didn't it?
Not even a million or $2 million. Yeah. $10 million.
Well, and I would have thought there would have been a value to the fact that they are now notorious. You know, I mean,
true.
I think that there's a value to, I don't know, is this a word, notoriosity? I don't think that's a word.
Notoriosity.
But I want to coin it.
Well, but I
want to coin it. I like that. Notoriosity.
Like that.
Yeah.
The notoriosity.
Yeah, I think that's a great word.
Tori Spelling might try to steal it.
Oh, stop that. Now she, of course, you know, would never sell her property for a $10 million loss. Never.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, heck no.
Now, on the flip side, don't feel too bad for them.
Oh?
They only paid $14 million for it.
Okay.
So they made a little profit.
A little change left for their legal bills. Right. They're going to need that. I mean, seriously, they're going to need that.
Well, they're not getting much work these days. So
they're not getting any work these days.
They better
days,
start pinching
think.
Their pennies.
Have we checked to see if he's still in business, Massimo? I mean, I got to look that up. You go right ahead and finish your story here.
I'm going to guess his company is
still in business.
He might want to change the name of it.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, has it been like the 90s or the 2000s since you've seen any Mossimo stuff at Target or anywhere?
I haven't seen any in a long time.
I haven't seen anything. Yeah, it says here former Target fashion label.
Oh, yeah, they're not with them anymore.
No. But, I mean, they made a few million. And you don't know how much equity they had in the house, you know. So maybe they had a little bit more money coming back to them. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know. Actually,
they'll need that, too.
The Mossimo brand is still in business. I don't think he owns it, but it's still in business.
They may want to change the name.
They stopped their relationship with Target in 2017, so it hasn't been that long.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Shares tumbled from $50 a share to $5 a share.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Can you still get it for $5?
I don't know. I don't know if you want it.
All right. So I got a good story for you.
I'm ready.
A couple of days ago,
yeah,
Ryan Reynolds came to the rescue of a Vancouver woman.
Yeah.
She had her cherished teddy bear stolen.
Okay.
First off, how do you get a teddy bear stolen?
I don't know.
Who's going to steal a teddy bear?
Yeah, right. I mean, did somebody break into her house? Did she leave it where
like
it shouldn't be?
Jewelry, maybe TVs, computers, car. Teddy bear. Let's take the teddy bear.
Right, exactly.
You know that, what a commercial is that? It's a bed commercial, and the robbers go in the house and end up sleeping in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always love those robber things and the movies and things where they rob the house, but first they take a shower and eat dinner.
Stupid
oh, look what they had for dinner last night.
The can of ravioli's been open. All right, so the bear included a voice recording of her departed mother.
Oh, yeah. I remember, yeah. You used to go buy those like at the Hallmark store.
Yes.
Some sort of stuffed
yep.
toy, and it had a little voice recorder. That's it. That's sad.
Yeah, so no wonder it was special. I got that.
Yeah, we get that, but we're us. I'm just going to put that out there. That's our last bastion of compassion.
Last
and our notoriety and our notor. Well, I screwed that up.
Notoriosity. Notoriosity.
Notoriosity.
Yes. You don't even remember your own damn word.
No, it's late. It's early. We had an earthquake
today. It's late.
Today.
It's early.
We had an
did
earthquake today.
Did you feel
today.
It?
I did not where I'm at, no. But
then you can't
I feel the compassion for my neighbors who
tails.
Did. The woman
anyway.
Lost her bear we think was stolen. Ryan Reynolds uh-huh. comes to her rescue. How? He couldn't buy her mom's voice recorder back.
No.
I mean, with all the money, that's the thing, you know, all the money.
But he can offer a reward.
Okay.
A $5,000 reward.
Well, that's sweet.
And guess what?
What?
It showed up.
Wow. For five
yep.
grand, no questions asked. Good for
it's
Ryan
like,
Reynolds.
I stole the damn teddy bear, and
Ryan
I thought
Reynolds.
That'd be cool. And then I made $5,000. Then I sold it to Ryan Reynolds for $5,000.
Lesson here.
Lucrative business, that robbing.
Lesson here, boys and girls. Yes, if you're going to rob, make sure you get dinner. All right, that's it for us today. Oh,
they may not have any ravioli.
Good morning to Halle Berry. We ran out of time to talk about her this morning, but that's okay.
Good morning, Halle Berry. I still need your assistance
we'll
really bad.
We'll fix it tomorrow. All right, back with you then. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.